Hello children, today we'll be doing History Civics for class 6. We will be doing chapter number 10, a civics chapter named Rural Local Self-Government on page 95 of your textbook. Long ago, humans lived on trees and in caves. As humans are social beings, they lived in a group. A group of people living together in a place is called a community. Why do we need a local self-government? As we know that our country, India, is a very large country, it is very difficult to attend to the administration and all the problems of the country with a single government. So to make governance easy and more efficient, local self-governments have been formed. Now, what is a local self-government? A local self-government is a system where local people are involved in managing the administration of their area. For example, people participate in the development work related to agriculture, irrigation, electricity, education, health, maintenance of road, and sanitation. Local self-governing bodies are of two kinds, rural, that is in the villages, and urban, that is in the cities. Panchayati Raj is a local self-government body that functions in the rural areas. The municipality is a local self-government body that functions in the urban areas. Next, we come to structure of the Panchayati Raj system. In ancient times, villages in India settled disputes and other problems through a body called the Panchayat. The word Panchayat means assembly of five elders or panches. The Panchayati Raj is a three-tier system. It works at three levels, the Gram Panchayat at the village level, the Block Samiti at the block level, and the Zilla Parishad at the district level. First, we will see the Gram Panchayat at the village level, which also consists of three main bodies, the Gram Sabha, the Gram Panchayat, and the Nyay Panchayat. These three bodies perform different functions. We will first see the Gram Sabha. The Gram Sabha or a village assembly is formed in villages that have a population of 500 and more people. All men and women above the age of 18 years are members of the Gram Sabha. A Gram Sabha meets at least twice a year. Important decisions concerning the villages are discussed by the Gram Sabha. It elects representatives to the Gram Panchayat. Next we come to Gram Panchayat. Members of a Gram Panchayat are elected for a term of 5 years. Seats are reserved for people belonging to the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes and also reserved for women. A chairperson called Pradhan or Sarpanch heads the Gram Panchayat. A Gram Panchayat performs many compulsory functions like providing farmers with better seeds and fertilizers, providing primary education, providing clean drinking water and maintaining wells, tanks and pumps, providing health facility which runs health centers and immunization programs, maintaining cleanliness in the village, maintaining roads and street lights. A Gram Panchayat also performs a few optional functions like attending to the complaints against the village officials like the Patwari, who is a person in charge of measuring land in the Indian villages. Lekpal is a clerical government post. They maintain village revenue accounts and village land records, and the police constable. Organizing village markets and sports events, planting trees and attending to minor irrigation problems. Next we come to Nyay Panchayat. A Nyay Panchayat is like a local court. It settles minor disputes and provides cheap and prompt justice to the villagers. Generally, there is one Nyay Panchayat for a number of villages. Members of a Nyay Panchayat are elected by the Gram Panchayat. A member of a Gram Panchayat cannot be a member of the Nyay Panchayat at the same time. Next, we come to the functions of a Nyay Panchayat, which can pass judgments on petty, civil and criminal cases. A Nyay Panchayat can only impose fines, it cannot sentence a person to jail. Minor disputes are dealt with in a swift, simple and inexpensive process. If a person feels that she or he has not received justice, then an appeal can be made at a higher court of justice.